I was a youngster, I'd wake up on Christmas morning to a half-eaten cookie, a half-slurped cup of cocoa, and a set of powdered white footprints trailing across the floor. It was confectioner's sugar, by the way. My mother insisted that Santa Claus had stopped for a snack. I believed her, of course. It was my mother. Still, being in the news business has made me skeptical that there is any annual skyborne benefactor of mass generosity. But when our cat awakened me in the middle of the night early Wednesday, I went out to the kitchen to give her a crunchy liver treat, and there he was, Mr. Claus. I said, Mr. Claus, please forgive me, but you don't look like your pictures. He said,
Yeah? Well, you don't look like your voice.
I asked, Can I sit on your lap for old time's sake? He said,
Oh, grow up.
I offered to make a cup of cocoa for Mr. Claus. He said he had miles to go and really would prefer a double full calf latte with an extra shot. Cookie, I asked.
Not on the Atkins plan, he said. You got a wedge of Manchego cheese?
Santa gets around. All the while, his eight reindeer were in the next room watching Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Santa's reindeer get around, too. Now, I asked Mr. Claus how it was that if he had an estimated 842 million households to visit in one night, he could find 10 minutes to sip latte and chat with me. He said,
Oh, that's because the folks who do billing for cell phone companies keep my accounts, too.
I asked, What do you think of the fact that a religious holiday has become a month-long celebration of materialism around the world? Mr. Claus patted his belly, which, by the way, shakes more like a sack of wet cement than a bowl full of jelly, and said,
What do you think I think?
He acknowledged that he and Mrs. Claus have had their strains, but they've stayed together for the elves. The elves, incidentally, now have their workshop in Bangalore and receive domestic partnership benefits. I asked, If you see us when we're sleeping and know when we're awake, and if you know who's been bad or good, doesn't that raise important civil liberties questions? Mr. Claus said he had to get going for reasons of national security. He kissed our cat on the head and said, Be kind to animals, work hard at something you love, take time with children, vote, laugh, visit the neighbors, don't smoke, call up those who are sick, help people. I gotta go.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
The Jackson 5. Whatever happened to that little kid?